Jesus picked the 12 apostles who were Jews to teach them to go out in the world with the good news that sins were going to be forgiven. All people had to do was to repent and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The Apostle Paul, also a Jew, was assigned to the Gentiles to create the church, which was to become the bride of Christ. The rest of the Jews rejected Jesus. They wanted a king, and Jesus was just a carpenter next door. God is all-knowing. In other words, he knows everything from beginning to end, and inspired prophets to write down the history of mankind and what to expect in the future. Even though the Old Testament is about Israel's history, it reveals much about the future of mankind. The book of Daniel is part of the end time. Daniel describes a dream that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had in the late 580s BC. He wanted Daniel, who was committed to God, to interpret the dream. The great image, like a man, was used to describe the world. Various Middle East countries depicted as metals were used to describe the deterioration of spirituality from purity to destruction, making the whole kingdom fall apart because unity necessary was impossible. Gold, silver, brass, iron, and clay were described as spiritual stages. The head of the image was made of gold, considered to be the purest. God teaches that the streets in heaven will be gold. Iron represents the Roman Empire. Romans, led by Pontius Pilate, occupied Israel when Jesus was alive. Jesus was accused of blaspheming God when Jesus was God himself in flesh. He was a radical. The people adored him. They came from all over the world to hear his teachings and get healed. The leaders got worried that he may end up taking their jobs. They knew of the biblical prophecies. The result was the crucifixion. In my dealings with the Bible, I found out that it's the only book that is not copyrighted. It is the King James Version. It is held to be the best written book ever. It is poetic, and the New Testament proves the Old Testament. People claim there are contradictions, but they forget that it's not written by one person. People write from different perspectives. They come from different educational backgrounds. An example, Luke was a physician.